Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
That way of loving is my weakness. You made me yours, body and soul.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. At the northwest corner of Alabama is a small city with a big music history. Muscle Shoals, Alabama, saw its first recording studio open up in the late 1950s. Since then, it has played host to legendary artists like Aretha Franklin, Bob Dylan, and the Rolling Stones. To this day, the city remains a recording mecca for those looking to add a heavy dose of soul to their sound. But for Alabama-bred guitarist Jason Isbell, heading to Muscle Shoals with his band was less of a pilgrimage, more of a simple return home. Before we talk with Jason about his newly released album, Here We Rest, let's hear a tune. This is Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit playing live in the Soundcheck studio, and a song called Codeine.
One, two, one, two, three. There's one thing I can't stand. It's this bar and this cover band trying to fake their way through castles made of sand. That's one thing I can't stand. There's one thing I can't take. It's a sound that a woman makes about 5 seconds after her heart begins to break. That's one thing I can't take. Ought to be home by now, but she ain't. And I should have gone by now, but I can't. 'Cause one of my friends is taking her in and giving her codeine. One of my friends is taking her in and giving her codeine. Them eyes as big as stars. When I saw you behind the bar, I guess that's the way to keep on smiling where you are. Girl, them eyes as big as stars. Sounds funny when you say my name. It's like you're chewing on a foreign thing. You won't get to sleep till dawn if it don't rain. Sounds so funny when you say my name. Ought to come home tonight, but you won't. Wish we knew how to fight, but we don't. 'Cause one of my friends is taking her in and giving her codeine. One of my friends is taking her in and giving her codeine. Got no answers of my own. Who is
just two things that I hate. It's having to cook and trying to date. Busting our ass all day to play hurry up and wait. That's a few things that I hate. If I call when I ain't drunk, will this old boat still be sunk? 'Cause one of my friends is taking her in and giving her cocaine. One of my friends is taking her in and giving her.
That is Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit live in the Soundcheck studio. The song is called Codeine, and the band's most recent release is called Here We Rest. Let me introduce you to the band. Of course, Jason Isbell singing and playing the acoustic guitar. Nice, tasty little solo at the end of that song.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And the rest of the band featuring Broen Lawler playing the electric guitar, Jimbo Hart on the bass, Derry DeBorja playing the various keyboards, which meant accordion on that song, Chad Gamble behind our drum kit, and almost everybody providing some backing vocals, too. You made this album, Here We Rest, in Muscle Shoals.
We did, yeah, in Muscle Shoals and in Sheffield. We started off at the Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals and then continued the work over across the way in Sheffield at the Nut House.
Now, Fame Studios, those are the famous studios, yeah, in Muscle Shoals.
I don't know how they knew it was going to happen when they named it, but it did.
Now, you grew up in Muscle Shoals.
Yeah.
Did you, I mean, were you familiar with, did you go inside the studios? Is it just a place that's part of the community?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I always saw it and knew that something cool had happened there. And I started playing really early on with my family and that kind of thing. And once I got into my teenage years and started going out and playing in bars and local clubs and that kind of thing, I ran into a lot of the people like Spooner Oldham and David Hood who had worked on those classic records that came out of the area. And mm-hmm. I knew them as people before I really knew what they'd been responsible for. After meeting those guys and realizing really how kind they were and what kind of folks they were, I went back and listened to the catalog of music and really just jumped right into it and digested as much of that stuff as I possibly could from the ages of 16 till now.
I mean, when you think of some of the records that have been made in Muscle Shoals, a town of, is it 20,000? Is it not even that big?
It's probably a little bigger than that. I know Sheffield, where Jimbo and I live, has about 8,000 now, and I think Muscle Shoals is probably, 30, 35, somewhere around there.
And yet,
maybe for the entire area.
Yeah, yeah.
The greater Muscle Shoals metropolitan area,
metropolitan, yes. Muscle Shoals.
But, you know, so an influence on popular music that is way out of proportion to its size. I mentioned before Dylan and the Rolling Stones, but that Muscle Shoals sound, can you put into words what that is?
You know, I could do it more accurately if I had like a thesis to write. But
well, what if I played you a clip from Etta James?
Yeah, that'll do it way better than I could. Really.
The song's called "I'd Rather Go Blind."
Than to see you walk away from me, child. So you see, I love you so much that I don't want to
watch you leave me, baby. Most of all, I just don't wanna be free, no.
That is the great blues singer Etta James, and I'd Rather Go Blind, recorded in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, those fame studios where Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit recorded much of their latest release called Here We Rest. The band is playing live for us on Soundcheck today. Ironically, I guess it's ironic, your old band, the Drive-By Truckers, also went to Muscle Shoals for their most recent disc.
Yeah.
Did you ever get a chance to play in Muscle Shoals with the Truckers?
Oh, yeah, we did a lot of that. Yeah, I mean, those guys grew up there, too, or in the surrounding area. Patterson and Cooley and Sean all did. So, yeah, we definitely used to play some shows. We played in a high school auditorium there at Muscle Shoals High School. I think that was the last rock and roll show they had there. After that, they started having Christian bands, I think. I think we kind of put the kibosh
on
that.
You put the fear of God in them?
Yeah, I think something like that, yeah. But yeah, we played there, played at the college there a couple of times.
Is it different playing there?
Yes, it is very different because you know the majority of the crowd personally. Playing at home is always odd for that reason. But, you know, it's really great because we did a show back there last month for our CD release party, and or earlier this month, and David Hood came out, and Kelvin Holly came out. A lot of those people that I've always had a lot of respect for, that we've always held in high regard, came to the show and, you know, paid their respects to us and were very supportive and very friendly, as they've always been. So that's nice.
So some of the people who run those studios and who have played on many of those classic Muscle Shoals recordings are still on the scene these days.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure. They're definitely still working. Spooner's still playing with Neil and Peggy Young, and and Kelvin's doing that now too. And David Hood is out in California working on Merle Haggard's new record.
So there's a little epicenter of music in the northwest corner of Alabama, in the town of Muscle Shoals. And Alabama, very much a theme of what Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit do. In fact, this next song is called Alabama Pines. Mm-hmm. Let's hear another live performance. Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, they're playing tonight at the Bowery Ballroom sold-out concert at 9 and playing for us on Soundcheck.
Well, I moved into this room, if you could call it that, a week ago. I never do what I'm supposed to do. I don't even know my name anymore. No one calls it out, kind of vanishes away. And I can't get to sleep at night, the parking lot's so loud and bright. The AC hasn't worked in 20 years, probably never made a single person cold. But I can't say the same for me, I've done it many times. Somebody take me home through those Alabama pines. And you can't drive through Talladega on a weekend in October. Just head up north to Jacksonville, cut around and overwatch her speed in Bowling Springs. They ain't got a thing to do, they'll get you every time. Somebody take me home through those Alabama pines. Somebody take me home through those Alabama pines. Oh, pastor on a Sunday, better make a stop in Wayne's. It's the only open liquor store north, and I can't stand the pain of being by myself without a little help on a Sunday afternoon. And I needed that damn woman like a dream needs gasoline. And I tried to be some ancient kind of man, one that's never seen beauty. But I tried to chase it down
ain't mine. Now somebody take me home through those Alabama pines. Somebody take me home through those Alabama pines. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I've been stuck here in this town, if you could call it that, a year or two. I never do what I'm supposed to do. I don't even need a name anymore. When no one calls it out, kind of vanishes away. No one gives a damn about the things I give a damn about. The liberties that we can't do without seem to disappear like ghosts in the air. We don't even care, truly vanishes away.
That again is Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit live in the Soundcheck studio. The song is called Alabama Pines, and the new album is called Here We Rest, which, Jason, is a title from Alabama history, isn't it?
It is. It was, at one point in time, the state motto, and I guess that's kind of probably unconsciously something that I ripped off from Scott Miller a little bit, because he did one called Thus Always to Tyrants that was a really great record, but I don't think I realized that when I was trying to come up with the title for this one. But it just seemed to make sense that there's sort of a thread that runs between the songs, and we had spent more time at home than we ever had before, so it really made sense. It was recuperative, if that's a word. Mm-hmm. It should be.
It is, and you said there's a thread that connects the album. What is that thread for you?
I think it is home more than anything else. I think this is the record that, in my opinion, the one that most reflects where we're from and where we grew up, and the influences that had on us personally and musically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not all good. Obviously, there's a lot of things going on financially right now that can make a place like small-town Alabama a little more difficult. But everybody's dealing with that. That's not a Southern thing or an Alabama thing. Everybody's broke right now. But, yeah, you know, it was a year for us to recuperate and then get ourselves in trouble and then recuperate again, you know, a few times, and there were a few lessons learned on my part there.
Mm-hmm. And the name of the band, the 400 Unit, does that have some Alabama? Because it's a mystery to me where that name comes from.
There used to be a, they've changed the name now. I don't know, it might be their fault, but it was a mental treatment facility for folks that were a little unstable. And I always had at least one member of my family in there at any given moment, but they would let them out every, I think it happened on Wednesday afternoons. They would let them, you know, take them into town, downtown, and give them $15 a piece or something, let them get out and walk around and get a sandwich. And, you know, seeing that over the years, it just really reminded me of a band that had been on the road for a few months and needed name tags and chaperones.
Now, you guys have spent a fair amount of time in close quarters on the van and, you know, on the road. What does that do for, you know, the band situation? Everyone's laughing.
Yeah.
I haven't even finished asking the question yet.
We know where you're going.
Yeah.
We have to rely on complete and utter silliness. Just chaos of conversation. I mean, there's
your own little 400 unit.
Yeah, it really is. If somebody from the outside didn't know, you know, when we're all together and there's like one person that is, you know, not in the van, It really seems ridiculous. That you can't make sense of it. It's almost its own language. Chad had said at one point that we have to cycle through a whole bunch of like inside jokes before we actually get to a normal conversation.
To hello.
Yeah. So how are you really doing? You know, we'll be quoting a Hank Williams Jr. rant and then stop and just go, okay, so, you know, how's your mom? How's your family? How's everybody?
The band is the 400 Unit. Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit are playing tonight at the Bowery Ballroom. 9 o'clock show is sold out. They've been playing for us this afternoon in the Soundcheck studio. The album is called Here We Rest. Jason and the rest of the guys, thanks so much for coming in and playing for us
this
afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, been a pleasure.
This is Soundcheck, and that's going to do it for our program today. Next time, the legendary musician Fela Kuti's son, Femi Kuti, is now carrying the torch of the style known as Afrobeat, founded by his legendary father. And Femi Kuti will join us live in the studio with his band to play songs from their new album. We'll also look at this year's Tribeca Film Festival, specifically their musical offerings, including a new film about roadies. And you can check out past interviews and performances and even watch videos of live performances in our studio and subscribe to our podcast. All of that on the Soundcheck page at wnyc.org/soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Katie McPherson and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and we had help today from Edward Haber and Tiffany Kamhai and George Wellington. I'm John Schaefer.